WWIB, quarter to six and 57 degrees and 99.9% of the time when we call him for the best 5 minutes of the day in about these 2.5 years we've been doing this. He's been at his house in Eau Claire, but not today. Jason Kanz, where do we find you this morning?
This morning, I am outside of Chicago. I'm in Elgin, Illinois today.
Uh-huh. Very good. Yeah. How was the drive? How
down
was the windy?
For a conference?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The drive was great. It actually felt like it went faster than I was expecting. It's on a northwest suburb, so it wasn't so bad, but I came down here with a couple of friends, and it was really good. I wasn't sure if we would catch the storms or not, but we managed to avoid those for the mm-hmm. most part, and got in about 7:30 last night and hung out in my room and watched Swamp People on the History Channel because we don't have cable at home, and thought I would catch up on what I've been missing. So
I don't know about Swamp People. Yeah, what is that?
It's about people in the bayou in Louisiana who hunt alligators.
Okay.
I watched it years ago and thought it was interesting and decided to watch it again.
Huh. So. All right. Very good.
Yeah.
I was going to pick up a little bit on something that you said yesterday before we get to 1 Corinthians 13:6. But it was just the idea where you talked about you came home from work and your wife, Heather, was taking care of the kitchen sink needed some repairs, and she was handling it.
Yep, she was.
She wasn't waiting for you to come. In fact, I mean, and we have these role models, these stereotypes, and sometimes we act like, I mean, they're just written in stone somewhere, right? But men are men, women, and that the genders do different things. And I wanted to bring that closer to home. I don't know, my wife. My daughter wanted to watch. She's like, oh, do you guys want to watch like a Mission Impossible movie? And I'm like, nah. I had some radio work to do. But then my wife kind of chided me. She's like, and she's kidding me. But she's like, what, did you want to watch something kind of, some kind of mushy thing or something? And I was like, I was a little bit surprised.
Yes.
But I mean, I thought, you know, and there's things you find. I mean, a lot of my, probably sports more than anything, okay? But I'm not completely thumbs down on a Nicholas Sparks movie. And so,
sure, agreed.
I remember one time reading wide receiver Steve Smith of the NFL, if you're a guy who's verbal and emotional, people are like, you are off in some corner somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and I think when we try to pigeonhole people like that, which I think we do a lot, this is how men are, this is how women are. We really miss people a lot of times. And, you know, because you do love sports and I love action movies. So I love some things that are traditionally considered to be masculine and some that are much more feminine. I love flowers and I'm a very good cook. And, you know, so I think when we make those judgments, we can sometimes pigeonhole people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm grateful that my wife is good mechanically because I sure am not.
Yeah. So anyhow, I just wanted to get that out there. It doesn't seem to get said. Here's the thing. I've said before, and see if you agree or disagree. I mean, my favorite movies and sermons are ones that both make me laugh and cry. I mean, I love the combination of humor and truth. Yeah. Is there anything better?
That's a good combo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, 1 Corinthians 13:6. If people want to sound off on that, please do. The listener line is open, 715-396-1670. 1 Corinthians.
Yeah, short little.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, short little verse, 1 Corinthians 13:6 says, love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth.
Boy, it may be short, but power-packed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And in Jason's devotional commentary in the New Testament, Letters to the Beloved, on that verse, he says, love does not celebrate the sins of others. Yes, I want you to be gracious and patient, but in doing so, do not let the pendulum swing so far that you rejoice in evil. Instead, rejoice at the truth you find in my son.
Yeah, you know, thinking about that, for me, that's often a hard one, right? I mean, I want to be loving and supportive and present to people. And yet, I think we're all called into this life of goodness. We're called into a life of wholeness and holiness. And And so I think the idea of letting the pendulum swing, we can certainly do that. I know I could do that with myself, and I think also with others.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting as we're working our way through, and again, I'm just planning ahead. I'm like, oh, I can't wait. We're going to get to the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5 through 7. I think Luke takes up the sermon in one chapter. I want to do Philippians. I mean, we're working our way, and I think we've got a real something to stick with here, reading the scripture, reading the devotional commentary. And then what I love is getting you, the guy who wrote the commentary, all right, anything else you want to try to explain about that? So that's kind of a good deal.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Verses 8 through 12 are packed together in one giant paragraph in your book.
We might have to figure out how to pull that one apart a little bit. Yeah.
Over a Saturday breakfast sometime, we'll figure that out.
Yeah.
Well, have a great time in Chicago. We'll look forward for the full report on Monday, okay?
Very good. Sounds
Thanks.
Good.
All right, our friend Jason from Chicago this morning here on WWIV. Good morning. 6:03. Welcome to Friday, May 20th, 2022. Hey, this is the day the Lord has made. So what do you say? Let's rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 118, verse 24. Helen Steiner Rice, yesterday's gone, tomorrow's unborn. Life, my friends, it's here, it's now, eternity's in it. So carpe diem, let's seize this day and every moment in it. God's mercy is new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Lamentations 3. Are you ready to let God love you today? Yeah, I'm talking about how wide and long and high and deep is his unconditional, sacrificial, suffering love in Christ for you, me, and all humanity.
Do you believe that the God of Jesus loves you beyond worthiness and unworthiness, beyond fidelity and infidelity, that he loves you in the morning sun and the evening rain, that he loves you when your intellect denies it, your emotions refuse it, your whole being rejects it? Do you believe that God loves without condition or reservation and loves you this moment as you are and not as you should be?
I think you want to believe it, but you're like, is it too good to be true? The gospel is too good to be true, but it's true. You know, good advice from a parent to their child is if something seems too good to be true, it probably is. Accept the gospel. The gospel, I mean, the idea that Jesus paid it all once for all, the just for the unjust, the righteous for the unrighteous, that's too good to be true. I'm starting to get goosebumps over it. And yet it's true, right? Mercy sings that song, Best News Ever. It is. It is. He died for your sins past. Amen. He died for your sins present. Amen. He died for your sins future. Now, is this a license to sin? No, but I'm preaching the gospel. Because the right response to the right preaching of the gospel is Romans 6:1. Shall we go on sinning then? When you really have rightly preached the gospel in all of its freedom, it should prompt you to say, what are you giving me a license to sin? And after Paul works through the beauty of Romans 5, the question he anticipates is, you know, shall we go on sinning? By no means. Anyhow, like the late, great Larry Crabb said, higher, nobler desires displace lesser desires. Hence, we find ourselves in a freedom that Galatians 5 says it's for freedom that Christ has set you free. And also, 2 Corinthians 3:17 says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is
freedom.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for the good news of the gospel. Yeah, WWIB. You know, Caleb, so last night kind of putting some dinner together, had some leftover enchilada. It was good, some bread. But then I came across this.
I see Chester the Cheetah on there.
Yes, yes. It's Flaming Hot Cheetos Mac and Cheese. Now, I got to say, it's this little container. It looks like it's ramen or something.
Okay.
And I'm like, this is a mind bender because I'd never needed my mac and cheese to be flaming hot. And I'd never thought, could it have a Cheetos influence?
Is your world better after trying?
It's different. I brought this for you to share. So if you want to give it a shot over the weekend or somebody, this is for you to take home, my friend.
All right. Well, thank you. I mean, I don't know about Flamin' Hot, but I'm willing to give it a try.
It
and
is.
I do love Cheetos.
Yeah.
So
the aftertaste is a little different.
Okay.
But certainly that was, you know, always good to open up new horizons, right?
Yes, I've been warned. All right. Well, that's Tasha Layton. I belong to you. It's coming up on 728, 57 degrees. Caleb and Havel with you on the WIB Wake Up Show. And she joins us now live. Tasha Layton. Good morning, Tasha.
Well, good morning to you guys. How are you doing over there?
Hey, Tasha, doing well.
Hopefully better than you were last Friday. I know we were scheduled to talk with you, and you got like a stomach bug or something. And
It went through our entire house. Every single person in our home had it, and man, it was rough. I'm so glad to be on the other side of that.
Well, we usually like to start things off, Tasha, here, and I know you're coming to OneFest. We'll get to meet you in person here at the end of July in western Wisconsin. But we like to start things off with something we call rapid fire. So we didn't get a chance to talk to you about this off the air, but we'll just dump it on you right now. So we put 60 seconds.
Okay, here we go.
60 seconds on the clock, and we try and get you to answer as many simple get-to-know-you questions as possible in that one-minute time frame. Are you ready?
I am so ready.
All right. Rapid fire with Tasha Layton here on WWIB, and here we go. What's your favorite place to vacation?
Charleston, South Carolina.
What's the last book you read?
Healing Out Loud by Sandy Brown of Joy FM.
20 below zero or 90 degrees and humid?
90 degrees and humid.
What's your go-to snack food?
Maybe hummus and chips.
Nice. Least favorite household chore?
Folding laundry.
What's your favorite sports team?
I have to say Ohio State Buckeyes. Then we'll get
that. Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Yes.
What was your best subject in school?
English.
Dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Have you ever cried during a movie?
All the time.
And finally, if you could have any other career, what would you be doing?
Olympic figure skater.
Love it. That's rapid fire with Tasha Layton here on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Tasha, a week ago today, How Far came out, was released. Exciting new project. Talk to us about it.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for it to finally be out into the world. And, you know, with projects like this, it's like you have, you know, finished the songs long before they actually come out. So I'm glad to finally have it out. And the response has been really awesome.
And Tasha, as well, I know we're looking forward to having you live OneFest 2022 here in Chippewa Falls, July 29th through the 31st. If folks have never seen you live before, what might they expect? Again, live outdoor summer concert in Wisconsin. It doesn't get much better than that.
You know, I really don't leave my family just to sing songs, you know? So I think what they can expect is maybe me sharing a little bit of my story and just following the Holy Spirit. I'm totally willing to change the set list in a hot second if I feel like we need to go a different direction. So
that's fantastic.
I'm excited.
I'm just curious. It says 9 of the 10 tracks on How Far you co-wrote. I mean, with the likes of Darren Mulligan of We Are Messengers, Matt Hammett, Aaron Schust. I mean, each person is different, so that's got to be a challenge to kind of find that a co-writing harmony, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, when you're the writer, like one of the artists or whatever in the room, and you're writing for you, I think they're, you know, that's where the synergy comes and that's where the cohesiveness comes. And so I think the common thread in all of them was just that I was writing on the songs. But all those guys are so amazing and love them all. They're just so great. And so it was such a great process.
Well, we've been playing some of your songs this morning. Very encouraging music. So thank you so much for it.
Yeah.
And I know we're coming up on a weather update here, Tasha, so we'll let you go. But before you go, again, we'll promise after weather that we're going to play the new song, How Far. So maybe just a quick synopsis of that song and what it means to you.
You know, it's really a cross between the story of the prodigal son and, you know, in Psalms when David says, there's nowhere I can go from your spirit. And when you think you're too far gone, that, you know, God's grace is somehow going to run out on you, just know that that's not the truth, and there's nowhere you can go where he can't come and rescue.
Tasha, we love it. Thank you so much joining us here in the WIB Wake Up Show, Tasha Layton. We're going to look forward to chatting more at length, meeting in person this July in Chippewa Falls at OneFest. Thank you so much for joining us here on WWIB this morning.
Oh, you're so welcome. Have a good day, guys.
Have a great weekend.
There's Tasha Layton, and again, we can't wait to have her OneFest July 29th through the 31st. Use your promo code WWIB22 to save 5% on your entire ticket order and join us there. It's that time of week, Fridays, just after 7:45 here in the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Halvel. It's where we get you caught up on everything that you might have missed in the past week in terms of news, sports, politics, pop culture. We know how busy your life is, but you still want to stay informed, so we do it all for you. We aggregate that information, but we bring it to you in a condensed format because we respect your time. We call it headlines, and here we go.
Caleb, a survey says the average American eats about 60 burgers a year.
Only 60? Now, that doesn't sound American.
No, it doesn't.
Speaking of health, San Francisco is now the healthiest city in America. Brownsville, Texas is at the bottom.
The bottom that could stand to lose a few pounds.
Probably.
CNN will air a docu-series on the rise and fall of the game app HQ Trivia.
Maybe they should get warmed up by doing a documentary on the rise and fall of CNN Plus.
Yeah, it went quick.
A severe pilot shortage in the U.S. has airlines scrambling for solutions.
Well, stand by, because I'll be going to see the new Top Gun soon, and I'm pretty sure I'll pick up enough to fly a passenger jet.
Thank you, Tom Cruise.
Yeah. According to a study, dogs hate to be hugged.
And don't even mention those Christmas sweaters.
No, thank you, or a flannel shirt.
Well, did you hear about this? The states of Michigan and Indiana are finally going to formally decide the border between the two states after a long dispute.
That's right. Rock, paper, scissors to the rescue.
That's how I decide.
And finally, a recent study found that too much high fructose corn syrup can make you less intelligent.
According to the results of the study, 9 out of 10 participants had trouble spelling M&Ms.
That's a problem.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. He's here. He runs all over the place constantly, but we've got him locked down for at least a couple minutes here. Ronnie Appleseed from Team Appleseed and Avenue Orchard. Good morning. Good to have you here.
Good morning to you, and good morning to everybody out there.
Well, you know what? It's a little gloomy, a little overcast so far today, but bright things on the horizon for Team Appleseed and Avenue Orchard because farmers markets start tomorrow in Menominee.
Yes, we are all excited, loaded, and ready to go, and others to follow soon. But yeah, tomorrow's the big kickoff in Menominee.
Yeah, we're keeping people updated, too, about where you'll be. But again, the Avenue Orchard store open 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., and all those jams and jellies and apple ciders and creation kitchen treats. So 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., Saturdays, Sundays, and Mondays.
Correct.
And so folks can find, again, maybe they've had a craving for cider and haven't had it for a while. Do you still have some cold and ready to go?
Oh, yeah. We got plenty of cider, plenty frozen, ready to go.
Yes. And there's always, and we'll touch on this in a moment, always new flavors being cooked up, not only Creation Kitchen, but also new jams and jellies. So we'll talk about the mango line in just a moment. But also something new that you guys are doing this year, Ronnie, is that folks can order online. So again, if they're in the Eau Claire area, maybe they want to swing by the store, but maybe they're out of the area. If they go to your website, aveappleorchard.com, there's kind of a green bar right at the top of the page, and they can actually load things up in their cart. And they've got a couple options as far as having it shipped if they're out of the area, or they can just say, these are the things I want, and you can have them ready for pickup at the local farmers markets or at the store, right?
Right, right. And it just walks you right through it. You'll be able to follow right along, and it'll ask you if you want it shipped or where you're going to be picking it up, and so we can preload and have it with us, make sure that we have your product with us at the farmers markets or wherever we're at.
Yeah, so again, no worries about anything being out of stock. When you pre-order, you've got it right there. So if there's a run on the new line of mango and you say, I want to make sure that I have some earmarked for me, you can order it online.
Exactly, exactly.
So let's talk about, before we let you go, Ronnie, this new line of mango jams. There's three different ones, I do believe.
That is correct. We have, dare I say, plain mango. I don't know.
There's nothing plain about mango.
Then of course, we added some spices to, and we went to a spicy mango.
Yes.
I believe it has
vanilla, cinnamon, and cloves. Misty's bailing us out here with a
cool,
text.
Cool. So I couldn't remember the vanilla. I had the other two right.
But so mango flavoring, vanilla, cinnamon, and cloves. I cannot wait to try that
just,
one.
It's delish. It really is. First bite, you fall in love with it.
Spicing
and then,
up
of course,
your PB&J
we got to
pepper
toast. Things up, so we went with a mango habanero.
And the thing is, you've got the habanero, the jalapeno, you know, some of these different combinations. I don't know if anyone else who does this with the sweet and the spicy, And I just, if you haven't tried the Avenue Orchard Jams before, friends, you have to, because you think some people might say I'm a little iffy about, you know, spicy things. But when you mix it with the sweet, it's just this beautiful blend of hot and sweet together. And I've never once had any of your jams or jellies that feel too hot. It just blends just wonderfully.
Yeah, it's really surprising when we first started with it, how nice that it came out. Again, we don't want to cover the fruit flavor. We want that fruit flavor there, followed by a little bit of heat and a little bit of that pepper flavor. So yeah, that's what we're looking for in our pepper jams.
So again, get the trifecta, and you can get it starting tomorrow at the Avenue Orchard store or at the Menominee Farmers Market. When will you be at Menominee? Starts at 8 tomorrow?
8 to 2.
8 to 2 tomorrow. Again, Menominee Farmers Market, or 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday, Sunday, or Monday at the Avenue Orchard store. Come get a taste just south of Eau Claire and 53. And again, I'd say get the trifecta, Ronnie. The mango spice, and the mango habanero.
You bet.
All right. Can't always go good wrong. To see you. Great
good
to have you stop in. I know, you know what, life on the orchard and the farm and such. You told me you've got some turkeys and things going on. There's always
something
busy. Well, great to see you. We'll get caught up again soon.
Here.
Again, aveappleorchard.com to get caught up with Avenue Orchard and see all those jams and jellies. We didn't even begin to scratch the surface of all they have available. 852, 57 degrees. Don't think we forgot. Mm-hmm. It's time for the best of the week, Alvo.
There's still time before 9, so here we go. The week brought down to 4.5 minutes.
2-2 to Riley. A swing and a miss. He struck him out.
Weirdest, oddest compliments you've ever received here in the Wib Wake Up Show. My dentist told me your oral cavity is wonderful to work with. So spacious. You have a big mouth.
Say, I got about $5 for lunch today. Any thoughts on where I could go get a good lunch?
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 biggie bag.
Who's the best known Canadian comic?
I should have anticipated this question.
Yeah.
I don't know. What about Dana Carvey?
What about Rich Little? Rich Little, the impressionist, was from Canada.
Or Mike Myers.
No, so did I just date myself right there? That Rich Little to me.
You did. I was trying to be polite, you know, like I was
all right.
Just moving along.
All right.
When you said that, when those words came out of your mouth, I just heard like the Andy Griffith Show theme song.
Tuesday trivia, chance to win. 5 shows in 5 seconds. Are we ready?
Let's do it.
Here we go.
Yeah, Friends, The Office, Family Matters, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Arthur.
Good job. You did it. Well done. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Becky from Altoona.
Have you watched some or all of those shows? Because Family Matters is the one that absolutely tripped me up.
All of them. I grew up in the 90s, so I love Family Matters.
But Jen in Chippewa Falls, Jen Reese, and she says, will you please play Happy Dance for Mercy Me in honor of John and my 26th anniversary? Absolutely. Happy anniversary to the happy couple.
Hey!
Odd compliments people have actually received. You look like Gollum, but in a really cute way.
Didn't you do a Gollum impression on stage at OneFest last year? We've got a longtime Wib listener with a milestone birthday today on the line. Happy birthday to Betty Sittler. Betty, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
What birthday are we celebrating today?
Well, let's try for the big 8-0. How does that sound for a start?
That sounds great. Congratulations. How are you feeling?
Hey, fantastic. You know, God's been so good to me. It's just each day, each year is just a blessing.
Now, you're a longtime teacher, right?
Like 56 years.
And wow.
Still substituting. Uh-huh.
Still substituting.
I have to do kindergarten next Friday. Mark, that's what keeps me young.
Yeah.
It's the babysitting my grandchildren. It's teaching, working with the kids, being around people. Of course, a positive attitude doesn't hurt anything either.
Yeah, that's for sure. And you've been a long-time WWIB listener. It's really made a difference in the life of you and your family.
Oh, my goodness. When we first started coming up here from Illinois back in the mid-70s, I think Warren and Mabel Louise, I think it just started the station around that time. And once we get into range, that was always our station to listen to.
This is Dwayne Nicholson. Yeah, Caleb and Mark, I don't know which one of you came up with the cold shower deal, but I did it today. 5 minutes. And it was exhilarating.
5 minutes?
I am Superman now. But I prayed before I went under the shower and said, God, I'm going against my better judgment. Like walking up in Teton Mountains in front of a live moose.
Swinging a fly ball. Deep center field.